A call to halt the controversy. Ellen White watched with growing anxiety and distress the time-consuming controversy between leading brethren on a point on which she repeatedly said she had received no light. On July 31, 1910, she could restrain herself no longer, and wrote, "I have words to speak to my brethren east and west, north and south. I request that my writings shall not be used as the leading argument to settle questions over which there is now so much controversy. I entreat of Elders Haskell, Loughborough, Smith, and others of our leading brethren, that they make no reference to my writings to sustain their views of the daily. It has been presented to me that this is not a subject of vital importance. I am instructed that our brethren are making a mistake in magnifying the importance of the difference in the views that are held. I cannot consent that any of my writings shall be taken as settling this matter. The true meaning of the daily is not to be made a test question. I now ask that my ministering brethren shall not make use of my writings in their arguments regarding this question, for I have had no instruction on the point under discussion and I see no need for the controversy. Regarding this matter under present conditions, silence is eloquence." A few days later, on August 3, she addressed a communication to the ministry of the church. "To my brethren in the ministry. Dear fellow workers, I have words to speak to brethren Butler, Loughborough, Haskell, Smith, Gilbert, Daniels, Prescott, and all who have been active in urging their views in regard to the meaning of the daily of. This is not to be made a test question, and the agitation that has resulted from its being treated as such has been very unfortunate. Confusion has resulted, and the minds of some of our brethren have been diverted from the thoughtful consideration that should have been given to the work that the Lord has directed should be done at this time in our cities. This has been pleasing to the great enemy of our work." Then she referred to the last prayer of Christ calling for unity, brought to view in, and commented, "There are many subjects upon which we can speak, sacred, testing truths, beautiful in their simplicity. On these you may dwell with intense earnestness. But," she urged, "let not the daily, or any other subject that will arouse controversy among brethren, be brought in at this time, for this will delay and hinder the work that the Lord would have the minds of our brethren centered upon just now." And she pleaded, "Let us not agitate questions that will reveal a marked difference of opinion, but rather let us bring from the Word the sacred truths regarding the binding claims of the law of God. As to the discourses of Seventh-day Adventist ministers," her counsel was, "our ministers should seek to make the most favorable presentation of truth. So far as possible, let all speak the same things. Let the discourses be simple, and treating upon vital subjects that can be easily understood. We must blend together in the bonds of Christ-like unity, then our labors will not be in vain. Draw in even cords, and let no contentions be brought in. Reveal the unifying power of truth, and this will make a powerful impression on human minds. In unity there is strength." W.C. White repeatedly declared his position that statements in the spirit of prophecy must be taken in their proper context. On the question of the early writing statement in which the daily is mentioned, he considered it relevant that his mother had written much concerning the importance of the Advent movement and of the 2,300-year prophecy, while the nature of the daily itself was wholly ignored in all her writings except in one 35-word sentence, found in the middle of the argument that time has not been a test since 1844, and it will never again be a test. To him, the context of the statement found in early writings seemed to involve the entire article in which the statement was originally written, the entire scope of the Ellen White writings on the subject, and the historical background of the original writing, BF201B, WCW to J.E. White, June 1, 1910. But larger issues than the identity of the daily concerned W.C. White. "I have told some of our brethren that I thought there were two questions connected with this, daily, matter that were of more importance than the decision which shall be made as to which is most nearly correct, the old or the new view regarding the daily. The first is, how shall we deal with one another when there is difference of opinion? Second, how shall we deal with mothers' writings in our effort to settle doctrinal questions? WCW to AGD, March 13, 1910.